A-Money.
It's for sure what it's A-Money. Entertainment, media, and promotions working with the digital networking edge. Tune into A-Money's online radio programming. Get the real scope, real personalities, and most of all, real people. Brought to you in part by the Digital Conglomerate Magazine, Inc. See more on A-Money and Thickum ENT at digitalconglomeratemagazine.com.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, A-Money. The A-Money Show Train Radio is popping off real good tonight. We got D-H-I in the building. It's going down with my co-host, Juke. We got the queen of cleaning right here at the studio with your girl, A-Money. She's going to give you a little bit about her cleaning service. And we are also joining forces with her with Old Happy Day Cleaning Service and A-Money Entertainment. What's up, Queen?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, get a world of something about the cleaning service here in Georgia.
Well, we value all customers. We clean bedrooms, bathrooms, and everything they left in your house that you need to be touched up. So give us a call, affordable pricing, 678-382-5715. Queen cleaning specialist.
Thank you. Yeah. And she's about to go turn up right here.
Yes,
you want to turn up?
Yes, I am.
You make sure they know all about the A-Money Show Train, 347-633-9074. And this is your girl A-Money and my co-host you. And we about to do this, baby.
Let's get it popping.
Wonderful co-host Juice is going down. What's good, everybody?
What's good?
What's up?
Well, you know, it's your boy Jude, chilling in the ballroom down south, deep down in the heart of Texas, down in Dallas-Fort Worth in Tejas. And, you know, we keeping it cracking. On the A-Money Show train, you know, we got that thing going tonight, so it's on fire. The roof's the roof. We ain't getting another thing this last night, so, you know.
So you telling me your roof's still on fire?
And, you know, just, we don't want no marshmallows either, so, you know, you got to have the wieners or whatever. So we can roast those and sit down and get this show train stacks moving, you know. That's what's up.
We had some lovely... We had the lovely Queen of Cleaning stop through the studio tonight on her way out to turn up with Team A Money. They're going to do some marketing promotions, and it was an honor to have her in the studio. So please duly note it. It's official that Queen Cleaning and Old Happy Day Cleaning Service, which is myself, the CEO of that, and A-Money Entertainment has joined forces. And right now, we're showing Queen Cleaning much love, so hit her up at 678-382-5715 for all your special cleaning needs. And it's an old happy day right here on the A-Money Show Train. We already have some people tuning in to the A-Money Show Train, and we're also kicking it off with D.H.I. You already know. What's up, 619-21208? It's your girl, A-Money.
Hi, this is Shannon Nikki Keys. I work with Diamond House International, and I am calling in to say welcome.
Well, what's up with you tonight, Shannon Keys?
I am great. I'm very excited. Phil and I are very excited about this radio interview. We've been preparing all day, and we would like everybody to understand who we are and what it is that we do, and we come with major support and backup. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, you know it's no problem because we're all team. I'm also on DHI. I am so proud to be a part of that movement, and we are live and official. Bringing you the best. So you just call up DHI, hit up any one of the reps, and let them know what it is you need, and we will accommodate you. But please let us know, Shannon, why is DHI the best company out right now?
DHI has spent a few years researching everything, because everyone's learning slowly that everything is a technological age. And the internet is just a bunch of people lost looking for anything it is that they need. And the market, when it comes to anything, is just monopolized to the same five companies. We all know this. And so with DHI, what they do is they connect a local business owner with a local person in the area, and they get that artist hooked up with that business owner for a performance. Or that person who's a chef hooked up, you know, cooking for an event. Or anything. They connect everybody together. They go city by city, connecting everyone slowly together so those cities can rebuild themselves from the bottom up. And even if they aren't at the bottom, just rebuild everybody, and everybody gets a chance. And that's what we do. And we love our job, and I am so happy that Phil came along and gave me this opportunity. And it's a great experience. It's a great
absolutely.
Experience, and I'm very happy to have you on board, ma'am.
Well, thank you so very much, Ms. Keys, and we also want to show love to Phil and Josh over there at DHI. We got Madam Queen. Go ahead, shout them out, everybody that's on the team. We have some strong players over there, some poker players.
Yes, we do. We have international poker champions who do their thing. My magazine, personally, I own just my people international, and my magazine is in 13 countries, I want to say. 13 countries around the world. And I, you know, we distribute and we sell and we teach, we educate. And, you know, everything is just amazing. We have the poker players, we have the magazine, we have your show. We have Madam Queen, who does her documentary. She's an amazing writer. We have Frankie, who does music and produces music and also sells real estate. And then Josh, he sells real estate as well, and he's up in New York right now. He's really busy. Came in a couple of shows. We have Phil, who will be on soon, and Phil owns Diamond House International. We are linked to so many companies and sponsored by so many companies. And the team is amazing. The team is just hands down amazing, one of a kind, a bunch of people who took the time to work together and get to genuinely know one another. And the sole focus of this company is to make sure that everyone is taken care of. It's not about greed. It's not about any of that. We know that you cannot eat money. We know that. We make sure everyone is taken care of. We want to rebuild society through music. Because music is a history lesson and it teaches you. And
that is true. But a little bit about Diamond House International CEO and founder, President Phil Vasquez, has built this company with a motto of change the world through action, one step at a time. And when I tell you, you know, we are all feeling the change. We're up early in the morning. He's giving us inspiration, you know, also staying on top of the company and making sure that, you know, we're all gelling at the same time to bring the best to the world. And that's what's happening. People are gravitating out of nowhere to DHI. And I tell you, you know, people will say, hey, you got all these different things that you're doing already. Who is DHI? I'm DHI. A-Money is DHI.
You know, exactly.
And I can't wait until we get Phil on.
He will be here soon. I'm here, sweetheart. He will be here very soon.
I want to give you so much love because, you know, Shannon is also a behind-the-scenes type of woman, but most importantly as well, she's a mom, military, she's this, she's that, but she's Shannon Keys at the same time. And I love everything that you're doing and everything that you have done. So here on the A-Money Show Train, we salute you. You have the key to tune in anytime you want. And my co-host, Jew, has a special seat for you on the A-Money Show Train, moving smoothly, of course. Co-host, Jew, what it do?
Oh, you know, nothing but love. You know, it's been a pleasure to hear a string of women to come on the show to, you know, talk about their success and the things that, you know, they're trying to do to push to push society back in a position to where, you know, we're not struggling so much, and, you know, to feel good about ourselves. You know, this definitely is an enlightenment for me, and it definitely shed light on some situations that that should be addressed. And I think it's a wonderful thing. So, you're definitely welcome on the A-Money Show Train. And I'm, you know, I'm chilling in the ballroom back at Jess and John and popping up everything. And sir, I'm kind of like that. This is sir, just popping it up.
Well, you know, we're saluting DHI too, because they also sponsoring the A-Money Show. Even though I'm a part of DHI, you can find the A-Money Show uploaded to the DHI website. And we must show love as well to the chief officer, the chief financial officer at Diamond House International. He is also executive vice president at I Am Talent Agency. This young man, Josh, man, I met him. It was over the phone, actually. Before I knew anything about DHI, and we were trying to bring some things together as far as some talent down here in Atlanta. You know, that didn't work out, but Josh is the man behind it all. Where you think he's not, he's already been, trust and believe me, and he's a young man, and he's doing big things, and he's behind the scenes, he's on top of the scene. He's doing a lot, and you have to give it up to him because he's doing so much for Diamond House himself. And salute to you up in New York. I cannot wait to be in New York with everyone at the event. Shannon, can you give them a little bit about the event?
Yes, the event will be held in late November. There's a couple events, actually, with New York. Yeah, the event that I'm looking at is, I think it's October 25th. It's in late November. October. And it has all the underground artists and everyone else. Yeah, the major, huge, special guest in attendance. And what they're doing with this show is they're going to have everyone, the underground artists who actually teach a message with their music, because this is an adult audience, by the way, it's an adult audience, teach a message with their music, artists who rock their own crowds and everything else. Diamond House is giving them the chance to get on stage and network with the best. With the best, talent agents and everything else out in New York. They are giving them a chance to get on that stage, bring your business cards with you when you're done, have a good time, drink it up, be safe, keep it careful, bring your business cards out, exchange cards, get to know one, generally sit down and get to know the music industry. Get to know the music right. industry, and New York is going to be an amazing time. There are so many surprises. There are so many companies who are sponsoring and handing out shirts and bumper stickers, whatever. Whatever the company can provide. Everybody's going to be there. That one's going to be fun. I wish I could make it up there for that one. That would be something that I would be into. And I think it's October 25th. And everyone, it's a change in the way that things are done. It's a change for the local businesses in the area and the artists and the businesses who hire those artists and pay for those artists to perform in their, their establishment. Everyone gets a chance. It's a change in the market. Technically a smack in the face to the market. The local business owners, music speaks to everybody. Music speaks to anybody. It can be any type of style. We have so many people, paying to be there, the business is paying to be there, and the artists are racking up to perform. And I really feel that this is going to be a beautiful event with the way that everything is just going. It's going to be beautiful. And I can't wait for that one. I wish I could be there. If anybody can make it up to New York, please get some photos and be like, hey, Nikki, give me a shout out or something. Tag me in it. It's just going to be great. I'm proud of everything that Josh has been doing up in New York. He planned that event and it came out of nowhere. And he's so young with what it is that he's accomplished. It's remarkable. It's simply remarkable.
It's very remarkable. And we salute Josh for what he's doing up there in New York with DHI as well, Shannon, Phil, everybody that's on. We also have another caller, 678-861. What's going on? This is your girl, A Money, on the A Money Show train with the co-host, Jew. What it do?
What it do? What's going on, man? It's your boy, Poodle Lena, man. I'm out here in Atlanta. I'm calling in, So some love to my dog, Shannon, Nicky Keys, What it do?
You got to do a puppy with you and everything. Tuning in.
Oh, yeah. I got the whole house with me, man. We all out here lined up around the phone, some of my parents see what's going on with it.
So tell us a little bit about your single, Who the Master? Who That Master?
Oh man, it's Who That, that's a little club back, a little something I had came up with while I was just chilling at the crib watching one of them Saints games and out here in Atlanta, y'all don't like them Saints, so I had to just throw something in y'all's face one time.
Well, I'm a Pittsburgh fan myself. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan myself. But we're gonna take you right on in to his single, and we thank you for tuning in and keeping you in rotation on one of the hottest radio shows on the internet right now. It's the A Money Show train. Call in 347-633-9074. Right now, you can find us right here, 10 p.m. sharp, Wednesday through Saturday. Let's go ahead and find out who the master really is.
Man, who it is?
Look at that thing right there.
I see him, man.
Look at that thing right there.
Niggas get mad when a brother dies.
us at the hands of an X-ray same time. We drop each other like a fly, like a porcupine. Put the sticker nigga up for his merchandise. Then we tell him just buy other merchandise. It don't make no sense, dollars multiply. Stretch two quarters just to keep one down. Price of living rise, so stakes got more high. Cause people want that plush life to live in. Comfortable conditions, unlimited chances to live your dreams. What a predictable present. The past always cool ya, all done under the sun. That's already the scene. No future in your front end. That's old school talk. And I keep hip hop pumping, that's what I'm taught. So I teach same time, I learn lessons. It's a blessing to be going through discretions. They come through strong.
Where you going, where you been? How you living then?
Basically lost.
If you don't know where you going,
where you going,
where you been? How you living then?
Basically lost.
And if you don't know where you going,
where you going,
where you been? How you living then?
Basically lost.
If you don't know where you going,
where you going,
where you been? How you living then?
Basically lost.
Yo, we're back live on the A Money Show train. Jew, I miss you. What's up?
Yo.
You're live back on 678-861. What's good?
What's going on, man?
I'm tripping.
I know you have a lot of supporters with you right now, and I hear them all. So since I can hear all those wonderful voices, tell them I said shout out to A Money Show Train.
Hey man, let me put a shout out to A Money Show Train, man. But look, I got my family right here, man. Today my homeboy birthday, you know what I'm saying? My people Lil B, you know what I'm saying? And we want to give him a shout out real quick. So if I can Lil B.
Little D.
Yeah, my name is Bobby.
Ain't no comment. What's good? Happy birthday, hey. Little D, on the A Money Show train.
That's what's up,
man, baby.
Hey, big shout out to the A Money team. You know what I'm saying? I've been hearing a lot about y'all too from Sandy, from Miss Nikki T. You know, we go way back.
Well, we hope you have faith, fun, and, you know, thank God for another blessed day that you're here with us and riding the train.
I know, can you?
You guys have so much background noise, we can't understand what you're saying.
Hey, Mr. Window.
Hey, Mr. Window. What's up, man? My boy, his birthday, and one of my people died on that day last year around his Christmas. We want to give a R.I.P. to him, man. We finna turn up a Fat Money Chris tonight in these clubs, you know what I'm saying? We finna have a drink for him, man, a drink for Lil B. Happy birthday to him. We will have a drink for the A-Money team. Shout out to y'all, and I appreciate y'all for getting down with the campaign and showing love like you have been.
Well, thank you so very much for your support and taking the time out to stop by the A Money Show train. Hit me up, 347-633-9074. Right now, call in on the A Money Show train. DHI is here for all your rotations, marketing, promotions. I specialize in that right here on the A Money Show train. Call me on the personal line at 770-913-6939. Also, visit the website at www.TheAMoneyShowTrain.com, baby. And it's your girl, A Money, and the co-host, Ju. And we doing this thing right with DHI.
What's the business? It's your boy, Goddamn, checking in with you from the A Money Show. Let's get it.
We gon' get it. Big up to Keith Quizzard. He's also one of my mentors over at Team Mashin. What's up, Cali? I got so much love out there in the Los Angeles area. Team Faultline is going down. Mr. Wendell Teal and Mr. Quizzard is two of my mentors that I really, 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 really support and love. So, you know, Quizzard has been riding with me from the beginning of the show, and I have to salute you and Mr. Wendell Till for everything that you're doing right here on the A Money Show train. Let's take it way back, Duke, and tell me if you remember this first intro that was brought on the A Money Show train.
Sour cream cheese sauce.
Ooh.
It's real simple. Just so
for, Sis, where you at? Where you at? I need a plate.
In Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma
City. Yeah, you went there for
Oklahoma
salad. City.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be in Dallas this weekend.
Matter of fact, y'all, you come right through Denton. Which way you come down? 35?
Yep, I know all about Denton.
Oh,
man, yeah. Yeah, you got to come down. Yeah, you got to come through the Baby D. Yeah, come through the Baby D right in on Morris Street. And, you know, we do some Juneteenth. They do some Blues Fest, something like that. Man, you got to come down here and get down here and get your name out.
Yeah.
I'm all about networking. I'm all about hitting the road, getting my name out wherever I can.
Yeah, yeah. Especially
I like that.
So I'll definitely
right.
go with you, get your contact info so I can get that information so I can know where to be.
Oh, most definitely. Especially at different teams down here in Denton, Texas. You especially if you come through 35, you come through Denton anyway, going to Dallas
mm-hmm.
anyway. So
this will
be
a wonderful
little college town.
The chat room, they showing so much love to support your girl A Money and you support you, and thank you so much for tuning in on the A Money Show Train. We have the celebrity chef Prince right here with us, and Shannon from DHI, and my co-host Jew is rocking it out in the boiler room.
you know, and I want
hey,
to give
hey,
a
hey, Prince,
yes.
where you work at, baby? Because I'm hungry, and I like food. I like a good meal, and what you just said, that's the name of the business, baby.
I do work at a restaurant called Urban Roots. It's in Deep Dude, downtown Oklahoma City, but I'm also
mm-hmm.
a chef for hire. I go to people's houses. I do dinner for two. I do cooking lessons. Matter of fact, this month I'm running a special. I'm doing cooking lessons, kids edition. It's too many. I interact with too many people that don't know how to cook, that can't cook, don't want to cook. So I'm offering a service where I'm doing cooking lessons for the kids this month. A $50
session. Wow.
So now what state are you in again?
Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. So when are you looking for coming to Atlanta, Georgia?
I can make my way to Atlanta, Georgia anytime I need to be in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, well, we're going to have to work something out.
No, we do, because
I'm I got a place to stay when I get there and all.
Oh, wow, that's lovely. All right, that's lovely. Is there any website you have you would love for my listeners to check you out? Anything you want to shout out?
I don't have a website, but I do have a Facebook page. You can like my page. It's Chef Princess, apostrophe S. Savory Meals.
Oh, yeah?
Chef Princess Savory Meals.
You got pictures of food? Because I like to eat, baby.
There's a handful of pictures of some food, and I'm going to be uploading more pictures throughout this week.
Oh, okay. Well, I live in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm just letting you know right now, from Diamond House International, Mama likes to eat.
I got catering gigs in Dallas this month and one in Fort Worth next month. Wherever the money wants me to go, I'll go.
Well, we'd really like to bring you back on the A Money Show Train for also an interview, exclusive interview with A Money and my co-host, Jew. So we're going to have to get your information exchanged through Shannon. And Shannon, thank you so very much for Chef Prince, because, man, oh, man, he just made my stomach go boom.
Well, I thank y'all for this opportunity to allow me to network with y'all, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Hey, Prince, before you leave, you ran a contest yesterday. Prince, before you leave, you ran a contest yesterday, and you hooked up singles in the area. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, I thought it was something fun. I just... thought outside the box, and I ran a special, a blind date contest. So
wow.
I had my Facebook followers, single men, single women, you inbox me a number, and whichever number matched up. So number 23 male got matched up with number 23 female. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go and cook them up a free cooking class. So that's going to be the date. It's going to be a cooking class. I'm going to set the atmosphere. I'm going to hook them up with some meal that's guaranteed to, yeah, it ain't going to be nothing but good vibes going on after I leave that place. I got three couples that I got signed up. And, yeah, I just thought it was something pretty fun, something pretty outside the box. A lot of people, I got so much participation from it. My inbox blew up. You'd be surprised how many people wanted a blind date.
Right. So you think that's something you could bring to Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. That would be, yeah, we can definitely offer that. I got a great response off of it. It was just something off the whim. And I'm going to speak with somebody to record this session. We're going to record it. And, as long as both parties is okay with it and got their permission, we're going to do a questionnaire with them. And, it's going to be fun.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you again for stopping by the A Money Show train. And we don't want to tell everybody everything because we want to get you back on for an exclusive interview. I thank you so very much for spending your time.
It's for sure when it's Gold Money. Entertainment, media, and promotions working with the digital networking edge. Tune into A-Money's online radio programming. Get the real scope, real personalities, and most of all, real people. Brought to you in part by the Digital Conglomerate Magazine, Inc. See more on A-Money and Thickums ENT at DigitalConglomerateMagazine.com.
And you're back. Jew, tell me that you have something wonderful to give to the world on the A Money Show train.
Well, just being in light of being here, I guess that's a wonderful gift. We all have the gift of life, so it's a beautiful thing. I think one of the young men a while ago testified that there was a tragedy on the birthday, so just a wonderful gift of life tonight, and so and just encourage everybody to be safe, and life is precious. So that's the thing I got for tonight. And in tonight's news, though, there's this movie I would like for everybody to check out. It's it's called Watson Goes to Birmingham. Check that out. I think you'll like that movie. I ain't gonna say too much about it. I think for the listeners, if you want to check it out, Watson Goes to Birmingham. And I think that'll be a good movie for folks to sit down and watch and just go back to where we started and check out how things are now and see what the family structure is like and what we are missing now. Watson's Go to Birmingham. And this took place back in 1963. So what's up, A Money?
Oh, wow.
What's up with you? I want to send this song out to a very special friend. And that could be all of my listeners included. And it's by one of my favorite, which is Joe. And it's called Very Special Friends. So here it is, right here on the A Money Show train.
No problem. I need to tell you.
Dedicate that song to you, very special friend by Joe, to the chat room, and also my co-host and Shannon Keys right here on the A Money Show train. I must show some love to one of the hardest artists out here in Georgia, Mr. T.A. Corleone. You can follow him also under Tracy Andrews on social networks. He's doing big things. He just had a wonderful baby. And also look for his single, What It Looks Like. You know, that's so hot. We've interviewed him here on the A Money Show train. So we love you, Mr. T.A. Corleone. Have a blast in all of your new projects and everything that you're doing, and take care of your little one. Also, big up to Mr. Rodney Perry. I love Rodney Perry. We interviewed Rodney Perry right here on the A Money Show train, and as you see, he never sits down. We're going to have him come back on for some updates. This man is going in on Bounce TV. You know, so many things that he's doing. Improv, a whole lot. We salute you, Mr. Rodney Perry, on the A Money Show train. Sure.
It's the takeover with A Money, honey, only on the A Money Show. Let's go.
This is one of my girls. Her name is Adrina. She's from the Fifth, Mississippi, and this is So Addicted. This is her first R&B single. She also does blues. This young lady can thing, I tell you. Right here on the A Money Show. Turn it, tune in right now. 347-633-9074 every Wednesday through Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sharp! Let's go with So Addicted.
Watching you leave the room after a crazy fight, when I just wanna make love all night, and your body's calling out my name. I'm reaching for you, waiting for you, just the same. Can't wait till you come inside, see what my love's all about. Each time you touch my side, baby, keep giving me all you got. I like the little things to say, just to see your smile brightens up my day. I'm stuck to you, I'm stuck like glue. I can't explain, it's all in the things you do. Like kissing me ever so softly, even when you wrap your arms around me. Boy, you got me gone. Can you wait till we're alone? I just want you to be laying next to me, kissing me and touching me and holding me. Can't breathe without you, sleep without you. Your love's a bad habit, addictive. I just want you to be laying next to me, kissing me and touching me and holding me. Can't breathe without you, sleep without you, sleep without you. Your love's a bad habit, addictive. Laying here next to you is like a dream come true. Please don't wake me, let me sleep. This love is a fantasy. Tonight you're gonna roleplay for me. Every little thing that you do to me, it gives me chills and makes my body weak. So let the games begin. Get me doing it again and again. So addicted, out of control. When you turn around, can't you tell the way my love is coming down? Don't know what it is, just can't resist. Feeling the tenderness of your lips. Kiss my back, kiss my neck. That special place I know you'll never forget. Baby, it's like ecstasy. Higher and higher, you're taking me. Ooh. I just want you to be laying next to me, kissing me and touching me and holding me. Can't breathe without you, breathe without you, breathe without you. Your love's a bad habit, addictive. I just want you. Kiss me and touch me and
Yo, this is your girl, A Money. It's going down right here on the A Money Show train. We have a caller, 734-772. What it do?
What's good with it?
What's good? And who's calling?
It's Bay Capone with Boss Records.
All right. Say it again. All
right. It's Bay Capone with Boss Records Entertainment.
What's good?
Oh, I can't call it. What's the word?
Man, give us some updates.
Updates? We got a show coming up on the 25th. I'm in Michigan, by the way. Got a show coming up on October 25th at the Bullfrog in Radford, Michigan. My whole team, we headlining the event. We're coming out. New album coming, first quarter of 2014. La Cosa Nostra, featuring myself, Joe Banks, JC Caprice Clark, Kiwi Glover, production by Nina Boy, Seti Said, Death from Death Jam. You know, we got a lot of things coming up, putting together a lot of events, a lot of shows, you know, all over the place.
Well, I'm right here. You know I support everything that you do. You need to hit me up at the email at amoneyentertainment@gmail.com. And let's get it popping, baby. I thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything that you would like to say to A Money and the co-host, Jew? We love your support.
Hey, pretty much I just want to give a big shout-out to y'all there at Blog Radio, you know what I'm saying, and what y'all are doing. You know, I appreciate the love that I'm getting, you know, to call in and y'all support my music as well. And, you know, pretty much, you know, big shout out to everybody over there at the station. Shout out my team, you know what I'm saying? Team Boss, back here in Michigan, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. I enjoy Boss Entertainment. And we're going to have to chop it up and keep you guys in rotation on the A Money Show train as well. Michigan, D-Town. Are you in Detroit? Where are you located? Where are you located?
I'm in Michigan, in this city, Detroit.
All right, then. D-Town, turn up.
Yeah,
hello,
the big A Money Show. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Big shout out to A Money Show.
Oh, we appreciate that. I think that was my co-host asking you a question.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Yeah, I was saying, speaking of Detroit, you know, I've been checking out what's been going on up in the Motor City. What's the atmosphere up there? I think like the last time I checked, the middle part of this year, that was like 30% poverty level. What's the atmosphere up there?
Like, you said it was 30% what now?
They were saying like it was 30% poverty level. Most of the, like a lot of the buildings were abandoned and stuff like that. What's the atmosphere up there? What is it like up there? Has a lot of things changed? I mean, is it kind of the same?
It's pretty much what you heard. For one, you know what I'm saying, Detroit is like the music mecca, you know what I'm saying? This is where it started, you know what I'm saying? Original Motown started right here, you know, with Barry Gordon, Steve Gordon, all you know, everybody from Diana Ross to the Temptations and, you know, anybody else that you could think of that was huge. But, you know what I'm saying, like, the city is under a crisis, you know what I'm saying? We on the midst of, you know, making a rebound or whatnot. You know, we did have to bring in what we didn't have to bring in. No one really wanted it. But, you know, the governor, Rick Snyder, he actually brought in a financial manager because the city is bankrupt. But, you know, still the city is thriving because there's so much going on here, you know.
Yeah.
We got the Tigers, you know what I'm saying? We got the Lions, we got the Pistons. that generates a lot of income. Then we got the casinos, you know what I'm saying? We got three casinos here. So it's a lot of money here. It's just, you know,
tourist town,
you know,
yeah.
Pretty much rich get rich and poor get poor, you know what I'm saying? So it's
just
good
that.
Yeah,
do you mind if I ask you a question? This is Shannon, by the way. I work for Diamond House International. When it comes to the area and everything that it is that you're telling me, what's your real name, by the way? I had to start out with that because I had to call you by your name.
It's Baker Palm.
Okay, well, you said your name is Baker? It's okay. Your name is Baker?
No, it's Rod. I go by Baker Palm. That's my stage name.
Okay, well, nice to meet you, Baker. I'm Shannon. Everybody calls me Nikki. When it comes to the area, I understand what it is you're going through. I think we all understand what it is that city's going through. And people are paying attention. People are paying attention. I would like to know what it is that your company does. From the way that you're speaking, sir, and from your knowledge and everything, what are you guys doing up there in the area? What is it your company and everything is doing, your group, to bring the people together? I can tell that you're doing something.
I do a lot. But for the most part, you know, I run a record label. And pretty much, you know, I have artists. And, you know, we bring events to town. Like, not only just, you know, events that we, you know, we put on for our artists and, you know, get publicity through our booking agents that sign us up. But we put events on where, you know, we bring other artists on, like major mainstream artists to the shows. Like, I'm working on bringing Meek Mills or French Montana Meek Mills and Big Sean, one of the three down here, simply because Big Sean is from the area. But, you know, Meek Mills and French Montana has never been here. And I work also with a foundation with the high schools, where we pretty much do fundraisers to raise money for scholarships and grants for the students. So, you know, we do a lot. Not only that, you know what I'm saying, I have another company where I actually do credit repair and financial compensation for those that need help, you know, getting their FICO scores together. So, you know, we do a lot. Like, you know, I got a motto, you know what I'm saying, I do more than just rap, you know what I'm saying, but that's my dream, that's my passion, so I pursue it fervently, you know. But, you know,
no, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Please find me on Facebook. I'm Shannon Nikki Keys on Facebook. I'm the little midget. I'm short. I'm the little one. Just find me,
yeah.
Shannon Nikki Keys, N-I-K-K-I, Keys, K-E-Y-E-S. There's an extra E in it. And find me on Facebook. I want to speak with you. I really like to speak with you, sir.
I'm affiliated with Diamond House.
Right. Oh, good job, sweetheart.
Yeah,
you know what?
So I'll be on the conference calls, and you know what I'm saying? I know you be on there. I hear you talk a lot.
I would like to speak with you personally.
Okay.
Oh, well. I know exactly. Oh, my. I know. Okay. I know you. I got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're the quiet one. The quiet one. Nice to meet you.
Tell me.
Nice to meet you. I'm getting upset. I'm about to crack up. Nice to meet you.
Nice
Seriously.
To meet you.
Like, honestly, it's a weird way of meeting you. You need to find me and talk to me. I got something for you. This is amazing. Excuse me, you guys. I just wanted to speak to them.
Thank you so very much for calling in. Hang out with us. My co-host, Ju, is going to take over for a little bit. I don't know what he got planned, but Ju, rock it out.
What did you say?
The co-host, Ju, is on the train.
Choo-choo. Yeah, you know, A-Money, it's funny because I was sitting here thinking about how we met, you know, I think it was over a year and a half, so maybe 2 years ago, something like that. I was going to TCC, you know, and this is a funny story because I was doing some little radio stuff with a guy that I met. You know, we were trying to get me, you know, I guess better acquainted with being on the air, and that didn't work out. So a guy that I had already hooked up with that gave me some connection with Blog Talk, Mr. Headboss, by the way. Big up Mr. Headboss. Man, Mr. Headboss connected me to A-Money, and I really, you know, I was nervous when I first met her, you know, because she, you know, she's real. You know, she sounded like she was just real, just stern, you know, when I first, you know, got my interview. You know, and this, I was real nervous, you know, so I was like, well, you know, I don't really know how this thing's going to go. I was on the other end. No, because the interview was funny. It was like, head boss was like, he would call you, and then he'd hang up with you and call me back. And I was like, well, is it okay? You know, this, that, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you know, I was like in the middle, you know. Finally, we hooked up, and I was so cheesing and was so, you know, sending me this giant of a woman, you know, per se. And so I was such a humble, low type person, you know. When you got on the phone, I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Let me make sure I'm in the position to accept, because I didn't really know how to accept anything, you know, at that point. You know, I was kind of like a bitter person, you know, I was upset about a lot of stuff. Especially this college stuff that President Obama talks about so subtle in that manner. But anyway, so I was going through my own little emotions, you know, that a guy goes through. But anyway, so
nope,
when she get on the
phone, nice.
You know, huh?
What you say?
That's nice. I like. You know, I want to hear what you have to say. That's nice. I was listening.
Do I got some listeners out there? You know. But anyway, so you know, me going through what I was going through at the time, you know, and I didn't realize that I was gonna be ready and really have something to say, because you know, people have different, you know, opinions about, you know, what you bring to the table or whatnot. So meeting A-Money to me was a challenge, because I didn't know how to accept anything. And it was like, she was like, you can meet the challenge. You know, step up to the bar, you know, and I was, you know, pulling myself back, you know, and finally, you know, she gave me that courage, you know, because I really didn't have the courage to do this. And the woman said that I was a bitter person. I was mad at the world. I was upset. Things wasn't going my way, you know. And so I want to thank you, Miss A Money, for allowing
me. I love
me.
You. Well, you have no idea. You have no idea that I guess we're, you know, we gave it to each other. You know, I'm always a happy person, no matter what. What happens in my life and our lives, and I'm going to bring the world the best at all times in music, in my creation, in my poems and modeling, movies, what have you. And I love the fact that you're here with me, and we're still bringing it all along the A-Money show train, as we will always do. And, you know, God is blessing at all times. We're meeting a lot of good people, artists, actors, whatever, authors, big ups to them as well, inventors, I mean, business owners, entrepreneurs, we salute you all for your support and what we're doing. But Jew, please do not put me on the pedestal, because it is all because of God that we are here, even in existence tonight, to share this wonderful show.
And you know, what you just said, sir, and I'm very proud to meet you, what you just said and the way you said it, she is an amazing woman and you are an amazing man. You both inspire so many people on levels that people are afraid to speak and afraid to express themselves. And I watch the calls come in and everything else, and I listen, and I've been listening for a while. What you both have been doing and everything, all of it, and everything that I've been hearing, these people come to you guys, and you guys change the world. And you don't realize it. And I hope you do realize it. You're changing the world. It's like a secret type of hope for people, and people can call in and say thank you, even if they're going to the club. We're all different ages here. Yeah, we're all different ages. Even if they're going to the club, they'll call in and say what's up and say thank you. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And this show is amazing. And on behalf of Diamond House International, I'm just happy. I'm happy. You guys teach. You guys educate. You guys give people hope. You have people put a smile on their faces. And
yes.
it's very different. And we all know that people go through things like he just said. Everybody gets hit with life. All of them.
Yeah.
Everyone.
You know.
No one's excluded. And sir, what you just said, I am very proud of you. I'm very proud of you. Thank you.
I'm proud of him. All day, every day. We talk on the phone off the station. He calls me. I mean, I have to tell you that, you know, he's exactly my family, you know, my blood, anything that can be attached to that, because it's times when I have needed just a call from someone, and he would be the one to call. Hey, A-Money, what's going on? I'm like, oh, my God, what do you want to do? And, you know, and he'll tell you. I felt like that at times, you know, because we all go through things. But God places people in your life for a reason and a season, and you have to recognize those truths in order for you to gravitate as to what he is showing you. And trust me, I'm so glad that the veil has been lifted, and my heart is filled with joy. My soul just cries out for the A-Money Show Train to bring the best. Like, I'll just play artist music and not charge them just because God created me love. You know, so support the A-Money Show Train and donate to our cause at www.theamoneyshowtrain.com. Click on the donate link. Check out the archive shows. Read the bio. You know, just check out and see what we're doing. We're also bringing you more of the nonprofit soon, which is Ladies of Essence. You know, I want to bring awareness to the abuse that does occur in foster care. Abuse that is occurring, period, all over the world. And, of course, I'm sponsoring the Breast Cancer Foundation, National Kidney Fund. I have a granddaughter that had a rare condition with hemangioma tumor, and she's doing very well right now. And, you know, we just love to do that, just show some people some support. But right now, to turn it up a little bit, let's turn it up right here on the A-Money Show Train. The album release party is going on, you guys. Young Dro, hosted by T.I. Young Dro and T.I. tonight, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Ladies is free all night until 11:30 with an open bar. So you already know this is how Grand Hustle gives it up at the Palace. You know, they do it big. I thank them for their support. I cannot do it without showing love to the people who show love to me. Big ups for management, Tayshawn over at Maybach Music. Oh, my goodness, I cannot wait to call you tomorrow and check out what's going on with you and Young Shine. This is your girl, A Money. Tune in, 347-633-9074, Wednesday through Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Call her, 678-429. What's good?
What's good?
Yes. Who do I have a pleasure of having on? Excuse me?
Go ahead. Your name on the show train, go ahead.
Oh, hello?
Hello, how are you? Who is this?
This is QA Money. How are you doing?
Woo!
Wait, we got Mr. Reeves, King Reeves on the deck. What's good, Q?
I'm doing very, very well. Very well.
Oh, wow. I am so glad you called in because I feel like our viewers need to know what's going on with you and your dad, Kid Capri.
Right now, we are in the process of putting together a charity event on October 27th that will be at Sweet Food Lounge, ATL, which is the old Lucky's Lounge. The charity is going to be hosted to donate money to Hip Hop for Cancer, as well as the Sigma Beta Club, and to the charity I'm actually officially launching on the 27th, which is Coaching for Success. And we work with young men and women 18 to 22, preparing them for real life, teaching them how to balance checkbooks, cook clean, how to tie a tie, how to conduct yourself on an interview, how to write a resume, a cover letter, all those things. So we have a lot of really, really good things going on. On the 21st, we're hosting an event, a Monday Night Football event with Cordell Stewart is actually going to be hosting that as well. And to gain entry, people actually have to donate old suits and ties and dress shoes. And what we're going to do is we're going to be using those items to be sending a lot of our young men on their first interviews ever. So we're really, really excited. And I'm happy that A Money has just really jumped on board to assist us with this because I feel like youth the way I feel, which is we're blessed and it's important to be a blessing to someone else.
Well, you know what, Q? I am very blessed to be a part of your event. Matter of fact, it is an exclusive honor to be a part of your event because Q and I we met through Mama Payne, T-Pain's mom. Caregivers 911, you guys must support Caregivers 911, www.caregivers911.org. That organization is very beautiful. I donate my time to support and help, and that's how we met. We were at the school. You remember the school thing, Q?
Mm-hmm. We were at the school, painting and cleaning, and, yep, I do remember. Yep. I do not recall the name of the school. All I do remember is when they called me and told me about it, he was like, it's like an hour away. I was like, you know what? It's a school. I'm down to go. I'm down wherever it is, wherever we got to do, because I actually flew in from Alabama.
Right.
I had just came from Alabama. Yep, I just came from Alabama.
Man.
But,
We were cleaning. We were cleaning windows.
Yes. Yes.
We got pictures. Pictures and everything are up on social networks everywhere, on the website for Caregivers 911. Oh, my goodness. It was just a beautiful thing to be a part of that. And I'm so happy that also Q is going to be doing something as far as the breast cancer, as far as the pink carpet. We need you guys to really come out and support this organization, his event for a cause. I mean, it is really for a cause, you guys, not just because of celebrity status or anything like that. It is a birthday celebration for a wonderful cause. And, you know, lots of us have lost people due to cancer, so we would like to give back, you know, to all of the people who have been affected by it. And I'm going to give my time to him and whatever it is that I can do, you know, to support you at all times because, you know, I just love you and I thank you for the support of calling me and, you know, checking on me and even just asking me to be a part of it. It's just a big thing for me and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. Like, this cause is so important to me. A lot of people don't know is that I haven't celebrated my birthday in about 3 years. So 3 years ago, which is actually the 27th, is when I got the phone call from my mom that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And almost two days short of six months, is when I lost her to breast cancer on the 25th of March.
Yeah.
So that's why it was so important for me to do this event. I'm super excited that my dad can come down here and be a part of it with me.
and that we can actually pull all of our resources together for a great cause. And one thing that I read from Maya Angelou was, if you know, teach, and if you have, give. And that's really something that I'm really passionate about. So, everybody, come on out. You can follow me because the link you actually posted on my page and is on A Money page as well. Thank you so much for that. If you go to bossman_Q, follow me. I follow back. And it has all information. You can RSVP and come out, have a good time. We have some really great people coming out, some great performances, some great sponsors who jumped on board to really help us get what we want to get done. And I'm just so humbled by all the opportunities and all the doors being opened to me. And I'm, hey, Money, you've been great. You actually opened up another opportunity to me today. So I'm just super excited. I'm glad to have you in my
call. I am very proud of you. Very proud of you. That is amazing. That is simply amazing. I don't even know how to explain outside of the word amazing. I'm not the best at expressing myself. That is,
you know,
amazing.
I want to add to that because I think it's wonderful, you know, teach these young men now how to dress, put on a tie, properly tie it, tuck in a shirt, pull their pants up.
Full of pants. Yeah.
To wear a dress, pants, flag. There's nothing wrong with it. And take off the bandana. There ain't nothing wrong with it. And the fatigue. There's nothing wrong with having on a tie. There's nothing wrong with it. Tomorrow I'll go to church. Nothing wrong with having on a hat. You know, and to dress properly. I remember when we were in school, man, my teachers, they were real respectful in the street. But you could not come and do tagging. You could not do that. It's a certain way we do it in Longview, because I'm from Texas, you know. But you could not be below your waist. We didn't know what you was doing. And your shirt had to be something, you know. We were 15, 16, and it was rough then back in 1991. But, you know, you couldn't go. And they had class, you know. And I don't know. We lost class. So I definitely big up to y'all. I pray that that your arena is broadened and that you can do more and more and more people catch on and that you're blessed beyond measure. From the A-Money Show, fan, of course.
So, well, sweetheart, call me. You can call me. They have my number.
Okay,
find me on Facebook. I'm Shannon Mickey Keys, NIKKI. KEYES. Find me on Facebook. I can help you out with that in Atlanta. And I have some huge supporters going all the way back to Def Jam.
That's great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
That will help you. That will help you and give you a little support.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I'm being very serious with you. Please find me.
I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you. I'm so
excited. I'm in the blue dress, and I'm looking backwards, and you'll see two SUVs from a photo from last year. That's
okay.
Me.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We will help you out.
We thank them for calling in for your time. I know that you're so busy. And you're not pulling this all together for a cause, and especially for your mom. And I just want to say that, you know, your mother is so proud of you and all that you're doing, and you know as well as your dad. And we salute you and your family for bringing us your best at all times and never letting anything hold you down through all the things that you have went through. I mean, you are a wonderful young man, and I embrace
yes,
you with
ma'am.
Hugs and love at all times.
Thank you so much, A. And until we see each other on the 27th, much love to you guys, and I look forward to seeing you guys.
Yes, thank you so very much. We look forward to seeing you as well.
All right,
thank
have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is the A Money Show Train, and we're going to go right into Gorgeous by Jamie Foxx, because you all are gorgeous, but I love Jamie Foxx as well. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember that song?
Hell yeah.
You know? No, yes, I do.
I'm sitting in the bar.
I want my hair done. Shannon, you are gorgeous.
I am trying so hard.
actually with the Color Purple, I met a guy named Kevin Mack. And he had invited the cast to come out and took a whole lot of stuff to come over to his home. I had gone over that Thursday. And he bust my bubbles when he told me, I did a show with Good Doc, and, you know, I broadcast to the world, and I was the first African-American male at the Denton Community Theater here in Denton, Texas, you know, after 42 years. I meet Mr. Kevin Mack, and there's a whole lot of pictures on his wall. He got a bar and everything, you know, he's a native of Texas. Also, been working for the company FEMA for over 22 years. And I see a lot of facts on his wall, and I see one, and it's at the Denton Community Theater on stage. And it's actually with the director that they're at with the Denton Community Theater at the, for the Color Purple. And this was 2003. And I looked at it and I said, "Dick, dummy, how in the world is he?" And so then he told me, he said, "Let me tell you something. I've been knowing about you." He said, "I done done 20 shows with you." I done told him, well, I was the first person there. You know, and so he told me everything that the theater had already told him about me. He already knew about me. And I'm like, wait a minute. How is this possible? So sometimes you find out things that you think is one way, and it's totally another way. In light of the Wheel of Fortune thing, right? Okay. Now, let me tell you how I cheat on the game. During the couple, I met Miss Cherise Chadsey, film director, actress, beautiful woman. And so, you know, she came out and seen the show and, you know, the Color Purple, stuff like that, and gave me her critiques, and, you know, we became friends. So I was texting her, right, and she didn't understand some of the things that I was texting. You know, I wasn't the best speller out there. So this time she got off in the Wheel of Fortune, because they got a lot of different puzzles in the game, right? And so if I'm playing by myself, what I'll do is I'll pause the game if I don't know what the word is, and I'll go get my little dictionary thing and go type the word in and see if that's the right one. You know, and if it's the right one, I'll type it in, you know, and then that's how I'll win, you know. So that's just a little something for the show train business, you know, y'all didn't know. That's what I do. So I'll pause it and go find out what the word is. Then I'll unpause it.
Well,
that's not
well,
cheating, man.
I will
I'm
never
saying,
play
y'all the man for me,
I will any games with you. I will never play any games with you, Jew, because you just told me you cheat. But we're going to bring in some callers that we have live online. We have the legendary Charlie Prince calling in live right now.
How are we?
Charlie.
How you doing?
All right.
What's going on? Everything is good.
What's going on? How you doing
tonight? I'm just chilling, just listening to the A Money Show. And I like to say, keep up the good work, and peace and blessings to each and every one of y'all. And y'all
well,
keep tuning in
to that.
On the show.
Nice
well,
to meet you,
that.
We thank you for that. And also, Charlie will be coming on the A Money Show train with his exclusive knowledge of games people play Monopoly. So stay tuned for that. We're going to play Charlie Prince, Ain't No Party. Let's kick it.
Hey, yo, Drake. We're going to do a little something like this. We're going to take it back. Like this. Check out. Y'all ready? Crystal popping, lyrical flows dropping, hip hopping, hip hopping, not stopping. It's that little queen inside the bag. Check it out, shorty over there, shaking the ass. Boys playing, holding it down, looking sporty. Cuban cigar, sticky rings, and got a shorty. Dance floor, pack the bars in the back. Hustlers are in the other room, got in the sack. Now, can we get our party on? Alright. I guess I won't really need the mic stand. No band, just a mic. I'm ready to get the party hype. Oh damn, I think I really see my type. What's your deal, shorty? What's your name and your number? You lookin' so sweet, you make a brother like me wonder what's under, cause I know you live the thunder. Heart, you got the body of heart, I hear you thunder. Pull the ground, you get around, don't need a frown. I'm not that average brother, I'm the cat from Boogie Down. I'm feeling you, like a banana, feel like killing you. Not a man, but ain't gonna stop people feeling me. Hey,
this is your girl A Money, and we're back on the A Money Show train Wednesday
like
through Saturday, 347-633-9074. Tune in at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you already know we have the legendary Charlie Prince online. And with that being said, ain't no party. My roof is on fire. What do you think, Jill? Come on, Jill. Your roof on fire?
Man, do you think it ain't? I ain't trying to get the extinguisher, but man, I need one because my roofing is on fire. There ain't no fire. I got 8 train for it because the 8 train for it don't.
What? So let's just go ahead into playing. The roof is on fire. We have legendary Charlie Prince right here on the A Money Show train.
All right. I like that. No doubt.
Don't put the fire out. Let it burn.
Okay.
I'm actually station on the shore right now, working at a out of a Mayport Naval Station. I go on ships and I repair stuff. I'm an engineer.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, welcome aboard the A-Money Show Train.
That sounds wonderful. So, tell me, do you remember that song, The Roof Is On Fire?
Yes, I do.
So have your roof ever been on fire?
Technically, no. And I hope it never gets on fire.
No.
No, that's not. We were talking about the physical roof. No, we're talking about the party roof. Y'all go down to real interesting parties out there on sea, right? So, I mean, you know, when y'all, like, wherever y'all...
Oh, the party
with.
Roof? Oh. Yeah, there's been plenty of times when party roofs instead of waves.
Right. Well, we got the legendary Charlie Prince online right now. And, Charlie, what's good with you?
Everything is good. I'm just sitting here listening to comments, you know, listening to what people are saying about my song, The Roof Is On Fire, and Ain't No Party. And I guess after a while, we're going to have the A Money boat.
Well, you already know. We can make it happen. Say it again.
You're going to have a cold plane, Charlie Prince.
I think we're going to have to have a soul plane too. The A-Money plane, the A-Money boat, and the A-Money train.
Yeah, that'd be good, sir. Yeah, we're on the
show. Got some parties going on.
Yeah.
Sure,
we'd like to show love to the Navy, you know, for blessing us and, you know, showing love to our country, helping us out, and all the wonderful things that you do for our country. Everyone here online, you know, we salute you and everything, for everything, and especially for tuning in to the A-Money Show Train. We know you got a little background because you're doing your duty, so we excuse you from that, but we definitely like to show you love.
Oh, we have some parties, and we always listen to A-Money Show while we're on the ship, out at sea and everything.
Oh, really? So you told me we're rocking the ship?
Yes, we'll be rocking the ship
and
we're on the way.
Hey, wow. Everybody. You're going to have to play that famous hit. You're going to have to play that famous hit. Don't rock that boat, baby.
Yeah, we're stuck out there in the water and dolphins, and that's all we got to see. Wow, that's really wonderful, you know, to tune into the A-Money Train on duty.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say it again.
I like to say it again.
I can hear you. I know you got a lot of background noise, but go ahead.
I like to talk more about myself. I'm from Colorado. My grandparents put on the world's largest Scotch festival in the U.S. and they keep the history there and they restore history and everything. And it's always the first weekend after Labor Day. And it's always growing. And we've had many countries come from there. Afghanistan, Trinidad, Bahamas. Everybody comes there, and it's always different every year in the store. Family can come together and look up their history and find out everything about them that they really don't ever learn.
Okay.
And you also store African history as well.
Okay. So how do you feel about being in the service right now?
I'm proud of them. I'm proud to be in the Navy.
Did you say you were
in the Navy? You're proud to be in the Navy.
Yeah. I'm very proud of being in the Navy. I'm very proud of what my family does back in Colorado as well.
So, do you have any questions for him? Anybody on the show have any questions for him at this time?
Yeah, I was trying to, I'm the co-host, you, I was trying to see if you, are you above water or beneath?
What's
did
that?
You, did you hear me? I said, I'm the co-host, you, I said, are you above water or beneath?
Above water.
Oh, okay then, okay, yeah. I thought I heard you say ship.
Yep, I'm either on a ship or I'm on shore.
Anybody else got any questions? So how long do y'all go out at sea? Y'all like stay a certain time or you just travel around?
Going out to sea, it varies. Sometimes some ships will be out for almost a year and a half. Some just do short time cruise for 3 months or six and then back home. But the majority of the time, they're 7 months or longer.
Yeah, I have a little sister that's looking at going. She went through about an ROTC. She just recently graduated, and she just took her test. And so, you know, she's supposed to be leaving like in January. So,
I would suggest that she try going officer as soon as she can.
So what's the difference? Is it like getting seasick or something like that, or being used to it, or something like that?
Officers better paycheck, and they're the boss, and they get better benefits.
Do you like? Do you have like certain test scores or something like that to get like you know certain levels or whatever?
Yes, there are certain different schools for different levels of things that if she's whatever she's interested in, there's a school that she can go to and she'll advance and make better rank and better pay and have a better job.
Have you ever thought about going underwater?
Thought about it. Didn't like the idea of being cooped up in a can. No, don't want to do it. I'll stay on the surface where I can get fresh air.
You know, I was thinking, you know.
What was you thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking it would be kind of like the same as, you know, in being in NASA here in Houston, you know, taking off going to the moon, you know, I guess you would be in a bottle. you know, you just in water, you know, you're underwater, still in a bottle.
Well, you know what? Right here on the A Money Show Train, we thank you for tuning in to the A Money Show Train tonight, 347-633-9074. Wednesday through Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Check us out right here with the co-host, Ju, myself, A-Money, and also Charlie Prince will be tuned in to give you Games People Play Monopoly. But you know what? You guys have me at hello.
Not about the way you wore your hair, or how the scent of your perfume filled the air. There was something in your that whispered to my soul, then your heart spoke to my soul. Girl, you had me at hello. Girl, you had me at hello. And you're the smartest girl I've ever known. With such a crazy way with words you stand alone. You
You definitely had me at hello. That goes out to my very, very, very special friend. I love you. I love you for all of your support and tuning in to the A Money Show Train and all the knowledge that you give to your girl A Money. And me and my co-host like to extend ourselves and welcome you back again on the A Money Show Train every Wednesday through Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Please call in at 347-633-9074 or hit the link, blogtalkradio.com/. You already know, The A Money Show. Hit me up on the website, theamoneyshowtrain.com, and see how you can advertise, feature, and most importantly, donate to the A Money Show Train. We thank you so very much, Mr. Charlie Prince, legendary double platinum Charlie Prince. We're looking for that third platinum for tuning in to the A Money Show Train. We also have another caller on, 619-208. This is the A Money Show Train. What's good?
Oh, hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, we lost you and you bounced back on.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I apologize. My phone was acting up. It's been storming out
here. It's all good. We thank you for coming in.
And Mr. Charlie, thank you. I had a friend call in from the Navy, and he listens on the ship. He deploys a lot, and he listens in on the ship along with his crewmates. They're all engineers. They all listen in, and he just wanted to say hello. And, yeah.
Well, thanks to the Navy for tuning in to the A Money Show Train. We really appreciate that. I mean, the Navy is listening in to the A Money Show Train. My co-host, yes. Jill, do you have any last words?
Yeah, you know, at the top of the break, you were talking about a welcome back. You know, that reminded me of that Welcome Back Carter show, you know, and that Mace release back in 2004, that Welcome Back from Mace, you know, so. You know, we want to welcome everybody back and definitely stay tuned in and don't be strangers. And big shout out to all my family members out there in the A Money Show Train, all our listeners. Y'all stay safe. Go to church in the morning. Amen.
You have any last words, Mr. Charlie Prince on the train?
I'm here.
You have any? Last words that you want to say to the viewers, let them know that you're coming on with your wonderful knowledge?
Well, I'll be more than happy to shoot that knowledge and let it explode like a shotgun. I have a lot to talk about. There's a lot of education that's going to be taught by me because I study law and a lot of things people need to know about what's going on in life and how we are being played like a game of Monopoly. So I decided to call it Monopoly because this is how American people are being played all over the world. And y'all going to learn a lot in a short time. And I really want y'all to, you know, take all this knowledge and start challenging it. And when people start telling you it's against the law, you challenge that. Because a lot of times, you know, we just accept things when they say that's the law or it's against the law, and we just accept it and we just pay the fines and they be extorting us every chance they can. So I would like to, you know, one day when the time comes and we get to talk about this, you're going to learn a lot. And also, my songs are on iTunes and Amazon. If y'all ever care to pick up The Roof Is On Fire, and just look up Charlie Prince or look up Rockmaster Scott and the Dynamic 3, and you can find a lot of my songs on there. And God bless you all.
Well, we thank you so very much for bringing us your best at all times, and your music, of course, sends the train on fire. And we're out on the A Money Show train. This is your girl, celebrity host, A Money, with the co-host, Ju, and we're out. Show train tonight.